Hi, I'm the Story Guy. Welcome to Alexander's Amazing Adventures.
Alexander's Amazing Adventures. Alexander's Amazing Adventures. You can come too. It's easy to do. Just turn on your mind. Imagine what you can find.
Today's episode is brought to you by the value honesty.
In taste tests across this great country of ours, more and more kids are choosing the taste of honesty over the other leading brand, dishonesty. Here are some of the amazing results.
I like honesty because of the cool, clean taste in my mouth after I tell the truth. People trust me and like to have me around.
Honesty helps me to get to sleep at night without worrying who might find out what I said during the day.
Honesty is kind of hard to say.
There you have it. Try the zippy taste of honesty and be peaceful, popular, and beautiful. Actual results may vary. Peaceful feeling likely, popularity and beauty not guaranteed.
It all began on a rainy afternoon when Alex explored his grandma's attic and found the book. It seemed like the attic door opened without him even pushing on it. Once inside, he felt curiously pulled past the old suitcases and dusty boxes, through the veil of cobwebs to the corner where the book lay in an open wooden case. He reached out and carefully touched the dark red leather cover, running his finger along the small gold letters. The book opened easily. It almost opened itself. Someone had written inside the cover in a careful hand, "From the library at Stormhaven." Then he saw the map. He saw the singing forest, the cottage by the tree, the island tower, and other things he didn't understand. At the top of the map was the word Inlandia. Alex turned the page and began to read.
Inland, inland, inland is calling. Enemies empty her. Darkness is falling. Children are lying awake in their beds with sad, hollow hearts and worrying heads. But some of them dream, though none of them rest. This is the tale of Alexander's quest.
Alex was surprised to read his own name in the book. It made his skin tingle, and he turned the page, excited to read more. But the next page was blank, and the next, and the next. At the top of each page, though, was a single word, a different word on each page, a beautiful, swirly word he could not read, no matter how hard he tried. 12 blank pages with 12 mysterious words. The last page of the book was a drawing of a shadowy clearing in a wood. In the middle of the clearing was a fire, and on the other side of the fire sat an old man with a long beard and kind eyes. He seemed to be looking directly at Alex.
Alexander.
The boy looked across the fire into the knowing eyes of the lightkeeper.
Yes, sir.
These are dark days in the kingdom of Inland.
Yes, sir.
The bossing and whining of the Erodians can be heard from the edge of this very wood.
Yes, sir.
The Inlanders have forgotten the old values, their joy and goodness dimming like an untended fire. Only you can save them.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Alexander, you are the lost prince of Inland.
What?
Children!
Hey, where am I? Who's that lady? Oh, my teacher, Miss Petalbowl. I must have been daydreaming. Boy, ever since I found that book.
Children! Boys and girls! Ladies and gentlemen!
There, I thought that might work.
Don't tell me you forgot about our lovely math test today.
Oh, no. I didn't study for this.
Take one from the top of the stack and pass it on. Hurry now. When they get all the way back to Alex, we can begin.
All the way back to Alex. All the way back to Alex. Wasn't my idea to get stuck in the back corner of the whole class. Hey, what's this stuck on the back of my test? The teacher's answer sheet. Whoa!
If you need to sharpen your pencils, you better do it now.
I'd better give this back quick. Of course, I could just look it over for a second, just to make sure it's really the answer sheet, and not just some old piece of paper with a long list of numbers somebody wrote down, because they couldn't remember them all.
Children?
Or it could be a list of phone numbers, or ages of somebody's kids, or the miles to different places, all mixed together. Yeah!
You may now begin. You have 15 minutes.
Oh, boy. No, I can't give it back. It would have been easy a minute ago. When can I sneak this into her desk before she knows it's gone? She might not know until she goes to correct the test. I'll find a way.
But getting the answer sheet back wasn't Alex's only problem.
Gee, I've got this thing. I wonder if I ought to use it. Nah, that's cheating. Maybe if I come to a really hard problem, I can just check to see if I'm doing all right.
Suddenly, a gust of wind ruffled the papers in his hand.
Wind? In a classroom? There aren't even any windows in here.
Alex looked up, and Miss Petalbulb stood in front of the green chalkboard. But her eyes were closed, and her shoes were off, and her toes stretched out and sank into the brown floor. And her ears turned green and ruffled like leaves in the wind, and her hair stuck out and grew long and thick like little branches. And a squirrel peeked around her neck and hopped off into the green where the chalkboard used to be and scampered away through the shadows. All the kids were gone, and among the trees that surrounded him, Alex couldn't tell anymore which one used to be his teacher.
Wow, this is strange. And I'm comfortable. What am I sitting on, a football? Just a rock, I bet. Where am I?
Suddenly the wind parted the branches overhead, and a warm ray of sunlight touched his cheek.
Alexander, this is Inland. Your quest has begun.
Quest? Lightkeeper, where are you?
Here, in the light that always reaches for you.
Tell me what to do.
You must choose what to do.
Will you help me?
I have sent a helper.
You have? Where? Where's my helper?
You're sitting on him.
Say, could you stand up now?
Yikes! A talking rock!
No, a talking,
turtle?
Tortoise.
Lightkeeper? Lightkeeper? He left me with a turtle for a helper.
That's a tortoise.
Why not a horse or a friendly dragon? Something strong or magic or swift. A falcon.
Oh, I'm a lot faster than you might think.